It's the new sound of emergency service in Richland Parish and Northeast Louisiana. Air Evac Life Team, an air medical service provider, began operations this month in Rayville. The helicopter is housed at Richardson Medical Center. A glimpse inside the air transport shows a confined yet fully functional critical care unit.
Well, what we have is basically a flying emergency room, if you might say that. We have every piece of equipment on here that you would find in any small hospital emergency room.
John Fryer is a member of the Air Evac Life Team. He says the air transport serves a 70 nautical mile radius. The Rayville Air Evac Base provides a central location in the Arklamas area with neighboring helipads in Camden, Arkansas and Natchez, Mississippi. The enhanced coverage improves response time in getting patients the proper care, which Air Evac Program Director Olivia Kasky says is vital in critical situations.
In the medical field, whenever you have a trauma situation, we have what you call the golden hour, and that's from the beginning of an accident until the time that they actually reach definitive care, which would be best to be a level one trauma center.
Kasky joined Air Evac after working in emergency medical service in North Louisiana for 13 years. She says that experience has allowed her to be able to direct air transport to the most appropriate care facility. Training continues between her crew and regional public safety groups.
We work with all the agencies, and that's part of what we're doing now is doing LZ classes, teaching the fire departments and different entities how to land us safely, but also to try to get some pre-designated landing areas.
Part of the training is to encourage early activation. The procedure involves a ground emergency crew's initial assessment of an accident scene and call for assistance by air transport where multiple vehicles or a rollover is involved. Rayville Police Assistant Chief Ken Sanders says his department will be coordinating landing sites along major and rural routes for such events in coming days. He says the new service for major accidents will help considering the number of incidents within a given month.
Probably for the whole Richland Parish, probably about anywhere from 15 to 20, because there's major accidents that happen every day and every night.
In those nighttime events where air vac may be called on, Kasky says safety is essential as the flight team is fully equipped with night vision eyewear.
All of our crew, pilot, medic, and nurse, has night vision goggles at night that we fly with, which creates a more safe environment for our people that around us that are helping us, land the helicopter as well as our crew.
Diane Donald, interim CEO with Richardson Medical Center, says Air Evac brings a valuable resource to a broad region of the state where response time in many cases is key.
Especially because we're a rural area and we have a lot of farming, sporting events, and if the need arises, they would be able to get to the rural and remote areas within minutes, which would be a lot of times a matter of life and death for a patient.
Air Evac is a membership-based service where individuals and families pay a fee according to the number of persons in household. Kasky says that regardless of event, a patient-first approach is the standard of the company in responding to emergencies.
That's something that healthcare's kind of gotten away from, and it's very rare. I'm very thrilled to be able to be a part of this team and reach out to rural Louisiana because this is where I'm from and raised, and I know that this service is very much needed in this area.
She says community reaction to the latest emergency service in the area has been positive. Along with visitors who simply seek an up-close look at the helicopter, Kasky says some individuals have inquired about volunteer efforts by participating in landing zone training programs. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.